We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines from the top of Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda, Koyin Gadol Ba'almana, Loikeshtayim. If a Koyin Gadol marries the Almana, he's Chayiv Malkus twice. It means he gives Kedushin and he has Bia. He has Chayiv two times Malkus. Achas Mishum Lo Yikach. One Malkus because of Lava Lo Yikach, which is for the Kedushin. The pasuk says, "Amara grush v'chalala zaynas ela lo yikach." So that's one malchus for that isra of making kedushin. V'achas b'shem lo yichal. The second lav is that when he has bia with the amana, he made her into chalala. So from you have a second lav as lo yichal because you mechal her. Frank the Gemara v'lul kinami b'shem lo yichal zaroi. There should be a third lav here. The lav lo yichal zaroi should be a third lav because zaroi is having children that are chalalim. That's a third law. So aren't we chayiv malchus for that also? And for the Gemara v'shloi gomar b'yosai, you only did hara'ah, not gomar b'yosai. Now, are you going to ask me, what do you mean? They didn't have children yet, so how could it be a law of le'ichal zaroi? So both the Tosfos Rosh and the Tosfos Rid speak out that here, he did a maisa that could produce children. And that's why he'll get malchus for that. So I'll read the Lashon Tosfos Rid. Pirish. Avam gomar b'yasai, but if he did a complete b'ya, he's like a third lav. Like a mishum lo'ichal zaroi. V'af apish lo'inis abra, I'm not going to get pregnant. She'ene ibrit holu b'yada. It's not holding him. It'll be yidei shemayim. V'hu, v'ha, mashi yesh alas is also. He did what he's supposed to do. Well, not what he's supposed to do. He did what he could do. V'ala b'ya huzuru abayri. And that's what the Isser is. That's Lashon Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rosh is similar. It says, avam gomar loika, mishum lo'ichal zaroi. Afil lo'inis abra mimenu. Even though she didn't get pregnant, kivun to have bia royal lahazria.
So the
loyichal, she becomes a halala. Loyichal, we have before. The loyichal always means someone who was kosher and then became a halala. Right, loyichal zaris. We have before, and daf ayin zayin or aleph. The Gemara darshened that how do we know she becomes a halala? The Gemara says because loyichal sounds like someone who was kosher and then became mechulal. So from loyichal you get a malchus out making her a chal. And Zaroi adds on for the children. Are you going to ask? Maybe you mean to ask this. It's like a lav shiva klal. So there's one lav that includes a few things. You only have one malchus for that. So Tosfos Rosh asks that as well. And Tosfos Rosh says, V'loi have a lav shiva klal. The tavayum v'feroshim b'posuk, the loy chal mashma the kaya isha, so he's a share of his chala. Then you have Zara, it's not a love. So the Gemara says, you have two malchus for loyikach and loy chal. And we're like, Hasha, I, what about the loy chal Zara? Tarot says, the case was loy gomar bi asa. You didn't finish the bi, only did hara, which is the tchilas bi, and then you pulled out, and that was it. Therefore, there's no malchus for loy chal Zara. Most of Rava now has a kasha on this memra that says Yichayev two Malkus. Most of Rava, it says in the pasuk Amono Ugrusha Loika Mishum Shtei Shemos. If someone is ba, it's a Kohen Gadol is ba Amono and a Grusha. Yichayev for both the Amono and the Grusha. But smash, but that's it. What happened to the Loichal Zarek? My lab Shnei Shemos. V'suloi only for Amono Grusha. That's it. Like more loy Shnei Shemos Hazev Shnei Shemos Hazev. Yichayev two on the Amona, which means Amona and Loichal, and on Grusha also two, the Grusha and Loichal. Now we're talking about Loigam V'yasa, so it's not three, it's two. But the Kashua would sound like only two. No, there is two at each one. If someone is born Grusha of a Chalutza, she's a Grusha and she's also a Chalutza. Chalutza means she was married to someone, didn't have children, and then the next brother gave her Chalutza. So she's like, and she's also a Grusha from a different marriage before. So a Grusha and a Chalutza. It's only chayiv one. Again, it's only chayiv one for grusha because chalutza will see is the rabbanon. Only chayiv for the grusha. But what happened to lo yichal? And if they go, how come? Only chayiv ela alach. It's only chayiv on one of them. Only chayiv on the grusha and on the chalutza. But avad on the grusha, yichayiv for grusha and for lo yichal. But lo yilam shnei shemus. Avad yichayiv two shemus.
Why not chayiv for
almana? In this case, talking about a kohen hedyot here, not talking about a kohen gadol. In this case, talking about a kohen hedyot. That's also in a grusha. It's also in a chalutza, but chalutza is only there. Chalutza is a form of a grusha. But we're saying it's only there abundance, it's only chayav one. Here it's on a kohen headed, not on a kohen gadol. So the Gemara weiter. Frey the Gemara, a chalutza there abundance, chalutza only there abundance, but a time limit in a brisa. Grusha is also to a kohen, ainly a grusha, chalutza menayin. Hey, no chalutza to a kohen. Tam lema, ve'isha. It says, the lashon ve'isha, it says, Ve'isha grusha ve'isha lo yikachu. The extra ve'isha teaches us that chalutz also. Zok tomorrow, no, it's only the rabbanon. This drasha is only the rabbanon. Ve'kra asmachta ba'am. And the pasuk is only asmachta, and therefore it's only the rabbanon. You don't get malchus on that. Amma ba'ya. So now we learned by almana, yichayiv for two lavin. Yichayiv for lo yikach and for lo yichal. But we said it's on two different parts of the marriage. First of all, on the kedushin you get malchus on lo yikach, and then on the bia you get lo yichal. So amma ba'ya. Kiddush lo yikach. Ba'al lo yikach. Kide, if you make kedushin you get your malchus, and then for the bia you get malchus. Kiddush lo yikach mishum lo yikach. Ba'al lo yikach mishum lo yichal. And Rabbi holds that if you only did Kedusha, you didn't do Bia, you still get Malkus. You only one Malkus, you get Malkus Vayikach. And then Baal, you get Malkus Vayichal. Rav Amar, Baal Loika. If you have Kedusha and then Bia, then you Loika on both. Loi Baal, Ein Loika, Mashum Dixit, Vayikach, Vayichal. Ma Tam Likach, Mashum Vayichal. Rav argues, Rav holds, if you did just Kedusha alone, there's no Malkus at all. If you did Bia, then you get Malkus on both. On the Kedushin and on the Biyah. But a Kedushin doesn't land up with a Biyah, you don't get Malkus for the Kedushin. So that's what is Rav and Abaya. Umayda Abaya, there are certain times when a Kedushin, even though it sounds like in the Pasuk that Kedushin is Asr, it won't be Asr without a Biyah. Where is that? Not by Kayim, by someone else. Umayda Abaya, but Machzir Gurushasa, where there the Pasuk says, La Yucha Baila Harisha in Asher Shilcha, the first husband who sent her away, cannot loshuv lekachta aliyas al isha, can't take her back for isha lekachta loshuv kedushin. So lechar if you have baya, kedushin loan should be also. But the abaya is no is maskim that kedushin loan is not no chiv malchus. So mekidush lebal she ain't a loika. Why it says lekachta aliyas al isha v'rachmana. Pasuk says that there's a the kedushin is liyas al isha v'halaka, and that you don't have. And that you don't have over there, just kedushin alone, is not liyas lelisha, and therefore you won't have a malchus on kedushin alone by machzir gushasa. That's moida baya. Moida Rava, because in Gadol ba'amana, Rava says that the halach is that by kiddush alone, it's nothing. What about bia alone? Moida Rava, because in Gadol ba'amana, shem ba'av le kiddush shaloika, lechazar ba'amana, v'chmana, v'yuchilal. And Rava's moida, if they just did the bia, then you are. You do get Malkus, even though you didn't do Kedushin. That means Kedushin is totally in the Bia, but Bia is not totally in the Kedushin. So you did Bia alone, you are Chai, for lo yichal zaray, where he was Mechal her. Vareyu chilo. Vishnei amoidim, b'machzir gushasoy, she'im ba'av lo yikidesh. V'machzir gushasoy, if you did Bia without Kedushin, she'ein eloike, derech lekuchin asa taira. The everyone agrees there is no Malkus, because the only Isser is through Kedushin. It has to be lekach liyas liisha, so it needs a bia, but it also needs a kedushin. And if you do a bia with that kedushin, there will not be a lav, even though there won't be a lav without the kedushin. Even though the ikkas thing is the bia, the ikka makas on the bia, but still without kedushin, it will not be a it's a lav. It has to be lekach liyas liisha. It has to be lekuchin with a bia. Zog the Gemara right. Ad kan the Gemara with the drushes and the different lavin and cholol and kohen gadol and kohen hedid. Now we're going to go transition over to the bas ger zochek bas cholol. Who does chash the Mishnah that a ger who gets married to someone gets married to Israelis, which is no problem whatsoever, no issa aver or nothing. Their child is osset a kohen. Now which issa is that? We know a geyeris could be osset a kohen. And the reason is because you consider a zayna. But what's wrong with a bas ger? What's wrong with that? So Rehuda said a bas ger zachar is also. Well, he had really in the Mishnah really three different shitas. Rabbi Yehuda has said the father's a ger, that's a problem. The mother's a ger is not a problem. The father's a ger is a problem. Rabbi Lezvi Yaakov says if one of the parents are Yisrael, it's not a problem to a kohen. It's only a ger that marries a ger is a problem. And the third shita was Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah who says that even a ger, the married ger, is the daughter's kosh lakuna. And we're going to see Pshat and all these three shittas on the bottom of this amud. But first we're going to start with Rav Yehuda's shita that says, the bas ger zachar is kabas chol, like what's happens? Well, where do you know this from? Zach to Gemara, Tanya. Linton of Brisa. Rudo emer bas ger zachar, kabas chol zachar. The daughter of a ger is like a daughter of a chol. And it's asher ta koyin. But din noisin, how do we know this? Because the kava chaymer. Ma chol shabba matipa ksheri, ma dacha chol. So when we give someone the name, let's say Aaron in the Chol, so him, he comes from Tipak Shera. he comes from Yiddish Yichus. His father was a Jew. Still, Bita Psula, Ger Shabam Matipa Psula, Ger, this is Avram, this is a Ger, he comes from a Tipa Psula, he comes from a Goy, and it didn't she Bita Psula? Say, Madach Chachal, his daughter is Asr, even though he comes from a Yid, of Ger, the Avram, he comes from a Goy, so ain't it didn't she Bita Psula? So, like, no, what kind of Kavachim is that? Malachalosh can't see Rosa Ba'avera. By Chal is different. There, his Yitzir is Bavari. That's what his daughter is also. Because he was, let's say his father married a Grusha, so he was Yitzir also Bavari. That's why his daughter is no good, because he was created with the Avera. So maybe that's why his daughter is also. Zamar, Koingolo Ba'amoni Yichiach. She'en Yitzir also Bavari. Koingolo marries Amono, so Koingolo himself was not Yitzir also Bavari. Still, his daughter is also. Beat the Psula, beat this apostle. So the same thing to Ger. Malachai Golo Ba'amano, she came Biyasa Ba'avera. That there to Biyasa is Ba'avera. Maybe that's why his daughter is also. Cholichiach was not Biyasa Ba'avera, because the Chol is allowed to marry Israelis. It's not Biyasa Ba'avera. But the Chol is Yitzirasa Ba'avera. So the Chol is that then Loray Reizeh is there, which means like this. We have here a Chol's daughter is also. A Kohen Golo Ba'amano's daughter is also. And you can't say the Siba is because Yitzirasa Ba'avera, because Kohen Golo is not Yitzirasa Ba'avera. You can't say be also ba'avera because the chol is not be also ba'avera. So lo razek razek had tzara shava shvem she'ino on b'roiv koil. The tzara shava, which is really not such a clear common denominator, but the common denominator is they both have a chesaron. One's a chesaron yitzirasa ba'avera, and one's a chesaron be also ba'avera. Afni obvious ager that she'ino b'roiv koil. He also has a chesaron. He is comes from tipa psula. So therefore, bita psula. So here we have a Mahatzad. Mahatzad means you learn out this one, you learn a ger from Chalal and Kayan Gadol. That Chalal and Kayan Gadol, daughter is Aser, here also the ger is Aser. And the Tzad HaShav is, they all have a deficiency. The deficiency is, Yitzirase Ba'avera for Chalal, Biyasa Ba'avera for Amona, and for a Goy, for a ger, he is Ba'am Tipa Psula. Afraid the Gemara, no. You have a pircha, malat tzara shavim. Those two have something that this doesn't have. Malat tzara shavim. Saying yes, from tzad avera. They both have a tzad avera. So maybe that's why it's worse. That's what the daughter is also. Zok the Gemara. Okay, so we'll change the malat tzad. We're going to replace the kohen gadol ba'amona with something else. Lo tamei kohen gadol ba'amona yichiach. Leim a mitzri rishon yichiach. A mitzri rishon marries a mitzris rishon. The halacha is that child's also. Now there's no avera whatsoever. A mitzri is allowed to marry a mitzris. There is no avera there. So there we find that the daughter is asta koyin. Elaim a mitzri rishon yichiach, and there the daughter is asta koyin. So also that would be the ma'atzad. And you say madach there is let's say mitzri is let's say the tipa psula whatever chal yichiach, and then the chal here goes back here. God, that wouldn't be a pircha, but there it's asta v'kal. You would say asta v'kal chal yichiach. That's more than that. More than speak this out. Mal mitzri rishon shekin ain't a rabbi lo vakal. That mitzri rishon, you know why daughter's also because I rabbi lo vakal. Chol yichiach. We'll say back to chol. Chol is rabbi lo vakal and still daughter's also. So we'll say no. Mal chol she yitzir rasa ba'avera. We'll say mitzri yichiach was not yitzir rasa ba'avera. Because adin le rabbi zeh karei zeh. That's how it shows them. She ain't a rabbi vakal. They're not rabbi vakal because they each have their own chesara. Mitzri is also vakal and chol is. Yitzirasa ba'avera. What's wrong with Revkal? Well, who? What?
Mitzri.
It's also Revkal, it is. Yeah, exactly. That's perfect. Tzadashav is in a Revkal. They're also Revkal. They both have a chsaron. That Mitzri's chsaron is, you can't come to Kal. The Chal's chsaron is, Yitzirasa ba'avera. And we'll bring Bita Psula. Afani, obviously, Ger, Shane Revkal. We can bring a Ger also, that's Yitzirasa ba'avera. That's the Tipa Psula. Will be the psula and the daughter will be possible. That's the tzara shava. You can't say the reason why the child is possible by chol is because yitzirase ba'avera, because the chol was created by avera. Mitzri wasn't created by avera. So and see, they have a bit of psula. Don't say the reason why the bit of psula by mitzira is because he's ain't royal kal because chol yichiach. So see, it's not the reason. But the teretz is the reason. The tzara shava is that they all have deficiency. But Geros has deficiency. So therefore, learn from the ma'atzar. Break the Gemara, but I still have a kasha. Mala atzara shavashvem shkem psula poislim bebiyosam. We have before the ayin vavam abeis a brisa that says like this that you have a isha. For example, she's a kahenes. She's eating a truma. And a mitzvah is ba'al leha. She becomes pasul for truma. She becomes a schal. The same thing is if a chalal is ba'al on her. Even though it's no avera, she becomes a schal from truma. So madach those two things, the mitzvah and the chalal, that they make the isha and a schal. Maybe that's what it beat the psula. Mashekin a ger that marries a Israeli, a kahenes is pasul for truma. Harina. So Mara's kasha. She came post them b'biyosam and passed them b'biyosam. So you're right. Rabbi Yehuda ger nami post b'biyosam. Ma'aslam ma'atzam ma'adina. From this ma'atzam we learn that also a ger also taka will pass the isha b'biyosam. It's down in the brayse before. But we'll say according to Rabbi Yehuda avada will pass b'biyosam. That'll be the halacha. It's an apostle in a bia that a ger that ba a Yisraelis will pass her or a kahenes. Israel is apostle Kain and a Kenneth apostle Juma, a ger world passes someone from Gufa this Mahatzad. So bottom line is Rabbi Yehuda holds is a Mahatzad that teaches us that a bas ger is apostle Kuna. What's the Mahatzad? It's learned out from Chol and Mitzri together. And what's the Tzad Hashava? She'ena b'rev ka, which means all have deficiency. That's Pshan Rabbi Yehuda. So if you go back now, for those who learn Rashi, if you go back at the Fa'in Zayin of Aleph, on the Mishnah is a Rashi, Rabbi Lezev Yaakov Eimer. Now, no one knows what Rashi is talking about because he didn't learn the Gemara on the Afayin Ches. So Rashi just says, Lezev Yaakov Eimer, Lesley Haidina Lekama. We don't have this Mahatzad. Because Rabbi Lezev Yaakov holds that father is a ger, it's the child's told mutter. The child has to be both of them. Because he doesn't hold this Mahatzad. Why not? Because he holds Sara Shava, the Sheinim Bereva Kal, he holds that's not called Sara Shava. He says, the Hainu Dumin Jeshuan Tzad Chomer, but ain't Chomer some Shava. The Chomer is not Shava, it's not a common denominator. He brings up from Mario Marcus that a lot of, that some Mariam hold, there's no, you don't say such a common denominator. Common denominator means the exact same thing, not that they each have a deficiency. And therefore, Rabbi Yezeb Yaakov argues on Rabbi Yehuda's Mahatzad. Rabbi Yehuda holds it is a Mahatzad, and that's why Bas Ger is like a Bas Chol.